The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, March the 15th. We've got one topic today, and that is the Soapbox Derby. Now, that's coming up in June, but we're going to talk about it so you got plenty of time to participate if you want to and also help out. Rick McKernan is with us. Rick McKernan, good to have you here, Rick. Downtown Optimist Club. And I think of the Downtown Optimist Club because I buy my Christmas trees with you guys all the time.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah. But you you sponsored the Soapbox Derby along with many other things in our community that you work with kids.
Yes.
With kids. Let's touch first of all on this Soapbox Derby. Then we'll go into the Optimist Club.
Okay. The Soapbox Derby is an annual project that the Optimist Club runs. We're the franchisee, if you will, for the Soapbox Derby for Mid-Missouri. So it's not just purely Columbia. It actually affects central Missouri.
So how many years have you been doing this?
I've been doing it about 8 or 9 years.
But it's been going on way before that.
Yeah. And this year is for the All-American Soapbox Derby is the 75th anniversary.
Wow. Okay, 75th anniversary. It's going to be held this June, and everybody's invited to participate in it, one way or another.
Yes, and we would love to line the sidewalks downtown for these kids. Obviously, having spectators makes any kind of sport more exciting. These kids, the winners in our races here, we subsidize their way to go to Akron, Ohio, where they race against kids from all around the world.
Mm, okay. Now, how do the kids come up with the Soapbox Derby?
The car?
The car, yeah.
A family can buy the car, but if they buy it, that's a real commitment to being involved with the race. To buy one and get all the parts shipped to Columbia, Missouri, would cost a family about $800.
Okay.
Rather than have everybody have to do that, we have a number of cars that we basically check out to the family, and then the family realigns the car to fit the child, however tall they are, however whatever weight might have to be added to the car to bring it up to its official weight.
So how many kids actually participate in the Soapbox Derby?
This year we anticipate having 38 and possibly more.
Do you have 38 cars yourself?
Optimist Club owns 38 of these things.
You've got 38 cars.
Yeah. Plus two adult cars that we have a few members of the community that
like to race that. They think they're Carl Edwards and they're out there racing too.
Well, and Carl Edwards got his start. One of the
Soapbox Derby?
Yeah, we taught him everything he knows.
Okay. Now, are all of these cars assigned already, or can families still call?
If they were able to call us right away, we still have some cars available that haven't been spoken for. Obviously, several of them have already been nailed down, but we still have some.
Okay, so what's the number that people call if they want to have a car or use a car from the Optimist Club for their kid to be in the Derby?
They're welcome to call me, Rick McKernan, at 881-3471 or Chuck Boots at 228-0018, both here in Columbia.
Now, what kind of commitment do they have to make as far as taking care of this car? What if something happens to it?
We ask them to take care of it. We're not assigning liability to them. And these cars, unless there's deliberate damage, we're not penalizing the family.
Okay, so they don't have to worry about that. They just call you, ask for a car for their child, and then they participate in the event in June.
That's an oversimplification, but that's pretty close.
Now, is there time for them to practice on this racing?
Occasionally, we've been able to come up with places where the young boy or girl can practice. Some families will take the cars themselves, and they'll find a place where they can practice.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't practice beforehand, we give every driver an opportunity to go down our big racetrack at least one time before it counts.
All right. And if you're also looking for people to volunteer to help with this project.
This is a project that requires an enormous amount of volunteers, and we need people. Anybody who likes the kids, who likes racing, who just wants to help out in the community, we'd love to have them come and volunteer.
So how much time are you asking of someone to give in this volunteer project?
If they can donate an hour, we'll take it.
Okay. All right. But especially the day of the race, you need
the day of the race, and we need probably close to 60 volunteers to make the race happen efficiently.
And the race is, again?
The race is on Sunday, June 10th.
And it will be down Broadway in Columbia.
We are able to block off, thanks to the courtesy of the city and the merchants, we're able to block off Broadway for an entire day.
A whole day?
A whole day. It'll start about 8:30 in the morning, and we should be, we hope to be done by 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. For more information, the number to call, again, is to either obtain a car for your child or to volunteer. That number is
881-3471 or 228-0018.
Okay. And, you know, we're just about out of time, Rick, but just in about 30 seconds or so, tell us about some of the organizations that the Optimist Club has been helping.
Our focus is on kids here in Columbia, Boone County, and the money that the generous people in Columbia help us raise goes back into our own community. It doesn't go off to the Netherlands. Not to say they don't have needs, but
right.
But the money that
you raise stays right here in the Central Missouri area.
Yes, we fund baseball teams. We give scholarships. Help with the Homes for Computer project with the city and the Voluntary Action Center. A couple weeks back, we had our oratorical contest, which has been going on since 1927.
That was the first weekend in March, right?
Yes,
March 3rd. How'd that go?
We always have great presentations by these kids.
All right. Rick McKernan, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Downtown Optimist Club. Tomorrow, we're going to tell you about a very special quilt sale coming up with some nice people. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to watch this program again or listen to it, go to kbia.org. Click on Talk Shows, Radio Friends, sign up for a vodcast or a podcast. Bye-bye.